Well, since it's Wednesday, it is time for Current State's Neighbors in Action segment. And this is where we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. And today we're going to talk about the City Rescue Mission, Mid-Michigan's largest homeless shelter. And as we pointed out at the top of the show, they have a building permit on the front door. I just saw it yesterday. The shelter is expanding its men's ministry program and adding around 40 beds. And the expansion is about, well, giving more people a place to sleep at night. City Rescue is also launching new programs to help men transition from the shelter to, well, something more permanent. And here to talk about it is the executive director of the shelter, Mark Chris. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for the opportunity.
And with him also is Randy Barton, who heads the men's ministry program. Welcome, Randy, and good to have you. Back on Current State, Mark.
Right, absolutely.
So you're a return visitor.
Absolutely, appreciate the opportunity to talk a little bit about what's going on in Michigan.
And you got your card punched on the way in?
I sure did. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Got free coffee coming.
Okay. Talk about. I guess just give our listeners a general sense of what the city mission is about. It's located on Michigan Avenue in Lansing. Sort of right next to or right in the what's called the Stadium District.
Absolutely. Yeah. We've been in ministry for 103 years, always on Michigan Avenue. Our men's ministry is located on Michigan Avenue by Large in Michigan Avenue. And so our main shelter for men is on Michigan Avenue. We also have a shelter on South Cedar Street for women and children. Mm-hmm. And we shelter about 90 to 100 women and
children.
Is that
by the Volunteers of America?
It's south of Mount Hope. It's the old Maplewood Elementary School. We put about $2.5 million into the building about 3 years ago. And so we quadrupled our capacity for women and children about 3 years ago. And so we shelter about 90 to 100 women and children on South Cedar Street, south of Mount Hope, 2216 South Cedar Street, right across from the Fleetwood Diner. That's always a good landmark.
The Fleetwood is a good landmark. If someone needs to get there, what's the most efficient way?
Well, bus line. We're on the bus line, so it's very efficient for our guests that need help. Mm-hmm. So we shelter about 90 to 100 women and children on South Cedar Street, about 60 to 70 men on Michigan Avenue.
Okay. Now, let's get talking, because you're here to talk about the expansion at the men's shelter. And Randy, what's this new program going to look like?
Well, there's two programs going to be opening up, a community dorm program and a work dorm program as well. And right now we have what's considered emergency shelters. So you need a place to stay tonight. You show up tonight, and it's just a night by night. You take your things with you. You bring your things when you come. You take your things when you leave. For these programs, we're
what's called a cot and a hot.
Kind of like that. And as we expand it from there, right now in our emergency shelter, we have a 90-day term of stay. And so as we expand, what we're going to do is provide the next step of place where someone can go. If in 90 days they haven't been able to find themselves some place to stay, some place to work, then we're able to open up a new dorm for
this
them
the
to continue their stay. This would be the community dorm. It's for people who haven't found a job within those first 90 days. And at that point, when they haven't been able to really make it on their own, they then come where they have a caseworker that works in referring them to the different agencies of the area, as well as a large portion of it, too, is they have access to put their bag down. You know, they'll have a locker space to be able to use for it. They have also just the goal is to give their next step of productivity in life as well. Many people have lost their confidence, and they don't realize their own ability or their own worth anymore. And so we're asking people to step up and do something productive in the community with service hours to be able to do, whether it be inside of the mission or outside. There's a lot of places that are looking for people that can help out in that capacity as well. So
how significant an issue is isolation for someone who finds themselves in that position?
Oh, it's huge. You know, it doesn't take very long of being on the street. You kind of just get sucked into the concrete and the drum of the street.
I work downtown. I see people, you know, all the time, and I see them lined up outside, you know, your door in the evening. So, you know, it's homeless people. You know, they're among other people, but also isolated from those people all at the same time.
It certainly can become such. It doesn't take very long to kind of lose focus. It doesn't take long out of the workplace that you're no longer competitive in the workplace. And so with that, it's easy just to give up. And so we're trying to get people back to being active, being progressive, trying to do something that can end their stay of homelessness and to get their next steps underway.
What sort of stuff are you asking them to do?
Well, there's some things that are very basic of domestic responsibilities. It's a good spot to start. Make your bed. Help them mop the floors. Basic things. Help us clean up after the meals and take some ownership of the mission as well. As we have many guests that already help out in these capacities, just totally on a voluntary effort. But as well as we're working with a few different agencies that we're trying to firm up as well that would be willing to help out. In fact, we're seeking opportunities of places where we can get our guests plugged in and to help them gain some sense of accomplishment in life and moving forward as well.
You mean give them the chance to volunteer?
Yeah.
We've got a gentleman, by example, has some bike skill background.
Yes, absolutely.
And he wanted to contribute to the community dorm, and so he's looking forward to helping the community out. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can share a little bit about that gentleman, by example.
Yeah, this is amazing. As we were just putting the programming together for the community dorm back in spring, it was neat to see. He lost all confidence that I had a bike past of owning a bike shop.
And yet he had a skill.
He absolutely did. But he had because of some choices he'd made, he'd had felony, he'd been put in penitentiary for a period of time, thought he could do nothing. After being prompted and shared the vision of the community dorm, he thought, well, I could use this again somehow, somewhere. And next thing you know, right now he's running all voluntarily a bike shop where he found a place that would let him set up. So it's huge to see someone going from doing essentially nothing, having lost all vision of life, to now he even has other of our guests that are volunteering along with him as his quote-unquote employees in a voluntary setting to do something.
Talk a little bit about what the parameters are of homelessness in Lansing. Is someone like this with such a specific, a usable skill an anomaly? Do we see a lot of that?
You know, people are very skilled. We have many people, even when it comes to floors, if they see the floors need attention, we have many guests say, hey, I can do that. Many would say that's not really a skill, but ask someone that's never done it before, and you just get a little wet water on the floor, you know, opposed to someone that really knows how to strip it, wax it, buff it, and keep it up. So, yeah, many people have skills that have just kind of been set to the side.
Mark, we talked a little bit about, you know, that you know, those of us who are going to our jobs on a daily basis, drive past them, you know, we see people holding signs by you know, different interchanges, things like that. Explain to people just what the scope of homelessness is in Lansing.
Well, there are great organizations in Lansing, in Michigan's capital area, that meet needs for the homeless. And so even though I see a lot of people on the street corners, everybody does, begging for money or for food, I think the issue is being good stewards of what you have. And I think it'd probably be wiser to give to an organization that you know is going to the good. You know where it's going, you know, for food, for shelter, for hope. I think it's challenging at best because sometimes people are out there because they do have an addiction or maybe they're doing it professionally to make a living.
And are we seeing more homeless people?
We've seen a huge increase. Over the past 2 years, typically in the summer, we see a decrease with our men. We've been at capacity for the past 2 years, 2 years straight. And so we know that this expansion is a necessity for Michigan's capital area, so we're glad to get it done before winter. It's certainly a necessity. When we expanded our women's shelter to about 90 to 100 women and kids, we didn't think we would need the excess capacity. We thought we had excess capacity. But over the past few years, we've been at capacity for the women and children as well. But I think the greatest demand right now is for the excess for men to provide more capacity, but not just shelter.
What are the issues that we see facing homeless men?
Well, I think the issue is not providing just more beds or more food, providing opportunity. So our community dorm and our work dorm give these men opportunity to do something different with their life. And so I think it's helping encourage them to do something productive is definitely a challenge. I think getting affordable housing is always a challenge. Getting some income, getting some work that allows to sustain me is also a challenge. And so most of our men are probably 50% of them are 45 or older. And so it's hard to compete in the workforce with maybe a skill set that is not in high demand.
Would it be useful for employers, volunteer organizations to get in touch with you to try and do something with these people? Or do you have a separate track for managing
that? We actually work with an organization called Avon House Ministries that does our job counseling, job readiness. And that's one of their core competences. And we figured about 8 years ago, we identified our core competence. It's food, shelter, and the gospel. And so we work with other great organizations like Avon House to do the job counseling, the job readiness. And so we do partner with great organizations to help make those things happen.
What would you say to people who maybe want to volunteer and help you out?
Well, check out our website at bearescuer.com. There's a lot of volunteer opportunities to serve a meal, to help watch your kids at night and in the evening. And so some good opportunities to even work around the organization as a whole. And so go to our website, bearescuer.com, or call 485-0145.
Bearescuer.com. Okay. Yeah. And we have just a little bit of time left. That we had a very harsh winter last year. What do you do right now to get ready for the colder, the many colder yes. months that we have here in Michigan?
Well, the City of Lansing does a great job coordinating with different groups like our group, our social agency, if you will, and to make sure people are not out in the cold during the daytime. So we provide the shelter typically in the evening. We do have a day shelter for the women and children. And so we're preparing to expand our capacity. So I think we're right ahead of the game right now, getting ready for probably a pretty fierce winter is our suspicion.
Mm-hmm. And when do you see people showing up at your door?
Well, usually about 5:30, they start lining mm-hmm. up. And it's kind of funny because you see them on Michigan Avenue, as you mentioned, lining up, getting ready for a bed. So you'll see 40, 50 men starting to line up there pretty early. Doors open at 6. What you don't see are all the women and children that are in our other facility. And so it's kind of ironic that we just kind of support the stereotype that only men are homeless. But over half the people that we help are women and children. So almost two-thirds are women and children on South Cedar Street. And so usually about 6 o'clock, you start seeing our doors open and seeing men coming for help.
Okay. And that is Mark Criss, who's the executive director of the City Rescue Mission, and Randy Barton, who runs the men's ministry. Thank you very much for the work you do, and thank you very much for being on Current State.
Thank you.